For the first time in recent memory, Ford and Chrysler are struggling while General Motors is profitable. Chaba Chetta is editor of Car and Driver magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
You went to the auto show in Detroit this week. Did you see any evidence of GM's new strength?
Yes, we did. GM had a very good show package there. They showed us about six very interesting cars, three of which were shown as concepts a few years ago and now are going into production. And they've been very successfully transformed from concept cars that are often pie in the sky to something that looks buildable. And then they showed us a few more concepts that look very exciting and we hope will go into production in the next few years.
Now you say interesting. What's interesting about them?
Well, they're the sort of products that no one else is really making. Perhaps the star of the show this year is a concept called the Pontiac Solstice that's a really pretty small sports car from the Pontiac division. And this is a car that was ginned up in about 4 months since a fellow named Bob Lutz joined GM. And it really shows the kind of turnaround that's happening in the company.
2001 was a good year for the domestic auto companies in terms of sales, but not for profits. What's the outlook for 2002?
I have to say it's more of the same, because the problem with profits in 2001 was the truck party ended. The domestic car makers were making the majority or perhaps even all of their profit in the truck vehicles. And capitalism works, and what's happened is that other competitors have gone into all manner of trucks. And all of a sudden, the easy profits in that business are gone. And judging by what we saw at Detroit here, it's just going to get worse, because we saw every type of SUV and station wagon permutation you can imagine coming out from all of the domestic competitors.
Foreign manufacturers have been increasing their market share. Is that likely to continue?
Well, it's going to be hard to reverse, because as long as Americans' appetite for truck-type vehicles continues, and last year truck-type vehicle sales exceeded 50% for the first time ever, it's going to be hard to gain back those buyers, because the foreign manufacturers are just jumping in. Honda had a key new SUV called the Pilot that they just introduced. It's going to be a tough one to beat. We've got a new Volvo SUV that just came out there, a couple of Range Rovers. And when we look at the concepts, there's also all manner of wagon and SUVs from foreigners as well.
The Koreans are selling a lot more cars in the U.S. than they used to, aren't they?
Yes, the Koreans are really on the upswing. And the Korean cars are gradually getting better. They've improved their quality. They've improved their refinement. They're offering excellent warranties, and they're still very inexpensive. In many cases, you can buy a Korean car new for the price of a used car from one of the more established manufacturers.
Are they taking market share from the Japanese?
I'm afraid they're probably not. They're taking market share more from the Americans. If we look at last year, Toyota had a terrific year, and I think their market share went up 7 or 8%. Honda's market share went up several percent, and the Big Three's market share dropped. Chrysler's dropped quite a bit, Ford dropped a little bit less, and GM was barely flat.
And the bestseller this year is going to be?
Well, the best-selling vehicle overall is still probably going to be the Ford F-Series pickup truck. It's been the bestseller for the past 25 years straight, and I don't think anything can dethrone it.
Thanks a bunch.
My pleasure.
Chaba Chetta is editor of Car and Driver magazine.